and welcome to 98% Pure Potato. This is John Griffiths speaking. In the latest in this series, looking at modern issues and going back to the first generation of planners, who Tracy Follows and I wrote about after we interviewed them in 98% Pure Potato, the book of the same name. So this is a crude attempt in the anniversary year to remind you of all the useful stuff that you might find in that book in case you might actually want to go and look for a copy yourselves. And this week I want to talk about diversity, and I have a golden opportunity here because of the spat with J. Walter Thompson at the moment, where a number of senior creatives have basically been let go by J. Walter Thompson have accused J. Walter Thompson of discrimination because their specific protest was after a speech that was made where the agency itself was being criticised by one of its leaders for the lack of diversity. And they felt that this affected them, so they went and protested, and out they went the following week. I know this because a mate of mine is one of them, who I shan't name. So that seemed to me to be quite an interesting area, as advertising, which has had a problem for a long time with diversity, tries to balance itself and be less male, white, middle class, straight. And you can see, given the unequal way in which people in the advertising industry are distributed, why that might be a problem quite quickly. Of course, the protest that these guys have made relates as much to the amount of talent they represent in terms of award winning, the amount of experience they represent, and let's be blunt about it, age. Because if you're trying to look at diversity, you also have to look at the ageism, which is embedded in the advertising industry. And we have a situation where the majority of people are young, not property owning, not necessarily car owning, and the people for whom they're writing advertising are at the other end of the spectrum. So there's also an issue, not simply about representation, but an issue about imagination. Are people in their 20s, although they may be cheap, capable of creating work which connects with people whose experience is so radically different from theirs? And by increasing diversity amongst young people, do you overcome that difficulty? Of course, related to this is a whole issue about internships and the number of people who are working as interns for 1, 2, 3 years around ad agencies. And that also is a scandal that we should be talking about, because if that's how we're getting our diversity, I would argue that too is unethical. So there's my sort of list of things about diversity. And what I wanted to do was to go back to the experience of Boaz Massimi Pollitt and J. Walter Thompson, because they had to tackle this very issue. And one of the reasons why account planning got started was to bring that perspective of the customer to the fore, so you had a constant research focus and bringing customer experience inside the agency. And I don't mean processed by social media, but by listening to the way real people talked, either by going out to sit in their living rooms or bringing people into the agency itself on a weekly basis to talk about it. If I can talk about J. Walter Thompson to start off with, one of the most striking things about planning was the way in which women were able to get jobs in planning and to proceed to the highest levels of agency and leadership and ownership in planning before anyone else. I know some people from the creative fraternity will say, well, no, they were great creatives who came through, but you couldn't even name the great women creative leaders on the fingers of one hand before planning started. And then suddenly doors which were closed to women suddenly became open in planning when they were not open in the creative department and they weren't open in account handling. And so you could argue that planning has been one of the great democratizers in at least making sure there was a much greater gender balance in the agency, even if the other parts didn't keep up. And one of the interviewees we spoke to was Doug Richardson, who also went and ran an experiment starting up planning at Ogilvy's in New York. And he was cited by a couple of the women that we interviewed as being quite instrumental. Both Stephen King and Doug Richardson made no distinction between the men and the women they hired. And that was something where they just regarded that as normal. They wanted people who would ask different questions and people who would challenge the status quo. On the other side, if we look at Boaz Massimi Pollitt, they were far more self-consciously elitist in terms of the graduates they hired although they were actually nothing like as elitist as they pretended to be, you'd think that they only ever hired from Oxbridge. But what you needed to remember was that at the time that planning started, it was a requirement that you were a graduate normally to get a job in the planning department. And at that stage, although it's hard to believe, there were only something like 20 to 25,000 graduates a year graduating from all the UK universities. Just imagine what difference that was. And when BNP became one of the most exciting places to work, Martin Bowes commented that something like 2% of all graduate applications in the country went to Bowes Massimi Pollitt. That shows how narrow and focused and elitist advertising was, and in particular with planners, where they wanted to get people with a scientific background with strong analytics, statistics and so on, that focus continued. So I'm not going to pretend that planning was always diverse. It was at the same time elitist, and we need to acknowledge that. However, I think we also need to think about the aptitude of the people who are working in the company, and to an extent experience has a lot to do with that, but also the sheer breadth of experience in terms of what where people have come from and how much do they know. Simply ticking boxes and diversity isn't going to take you very far in that direction, and arguably your diversity needs to represent a much wider cross-section of ages and experience and backgrounds than we have in advertising. And in advertising now, we have a very basic problem, which is that the whole system of internships and getting people who have already gone up to their eyes in debt to finish degrees to then work for nothing for another 2 or 3 years becomes self-selecting, that only those from a relatively narrow social and economic segment will go into advertising. So advertising will continue to be elitist, will continue to be underrepresented of the rest of the population until someone does something far more intentional about it. There's no reason why advertising people should be quite so narrow. So therefore, there would have to be some root and branch change in how we recruit and where we recruit from, and paying people from day one and not on day 1200 or whatever it is, however long you've got to work in advertising to get somewhere. I think the other part of it is the importance of the advertising being rooted in the culture. I would want to say that I don't believe that advertising as it's practiced now is particularly rooted in the culture, because not only of the background, but in terms of the subject matter that's talked about, the way in which advertising is used, there's a real danger that what's happened is that advertising has become a specialism, separated out, and that actually there almost needs to be the equivalent of a new journalism where people start to use advertising themes which are far more democratic, far more reflective of the sheer diversity of the population. So again, that would require a root and branch change. Again, what I think I would like to say is that I think planning is a better place to do that, because ultimately the authenticity of planning is about being in touch with customers. That's the real people who buy these products, whatever age they are, whatever ethnicity they are, and that is what should be governing it. But thank you for listening to this podcast. I'll say over and out for now, and I'll come back next week with another theme.